Hebrews chapter 15, and we'll finish the chapter. This is session 4, and this one is called The God of Blessing. We're coming to the end of the book of Romans. The last chapter, chapter 16, expresses Paul's thanks to many people. Most of these are not mentioned anywhere else in the scripture or in history, but a few are mentioned elsewhere. Their stories are amazing and instructive, so stick with me next week and we'll see how God uses his children in Paul's day and maybe in our day also. But let's read the passage starting with verse 22 of Romans 15. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain and to be helped on my journey there by you. Once I have enjoyed your company for a while, at present, however, I am going to Jerusalem bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia, these are northern portions of Greece, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them, for the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings. They ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by the way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness and blessing of Christ. And of course, Paul's plan, the Holy Spirit had a different plan for him, but this is what he's writing in anticipation and before his arrest. So verse 30, I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. So as we read that passage, let's look again at the verse right ahead of it, which is verse 21, which is Isaiah 52:15. And it goes, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. Now, this is a verse that drove Paul, that inspired him. And this is one of his favorite verses. He sees it as a directive from God to go and preach to peoples who had never heard. Now, this he did with 100% dedication and great personal risk. His obedience used up much time and energy and resulted in a long delay of his visit to Rome. Verse 21, from Isaiah 52, is one of the key motivational verses of his life. Today we call such key verses life verses. They are verses which express principles, directives, hope for life, and meaning, and have great personal importance for you or for us together. Do you have one or more life verses which your life hope and meaning depend on? I trust you do. I have two such verses which define who I am and have been used of the Lord to direct my life. They are Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, and Galatians 2:20. These may be familiar to you also. They both came to me in special ways and have life stories from my own life corresponding to each one. For consideration of time, I'll pick only one story to share. I was raised in a Christian home. My mother, a preacher's daughter, was the primary spiritual influence. She took us every Sunday to a strong Bible-based church where my brother, sister, and I received solid training. As I grew, I became aware of my need of a Savior. I had sin in my life, and despite trying very hard, I could not have victory over it. Eventually, I realized that God understands this. He sent Jesus to die for me despite my sin and to pay the penalty for my sin, even though I didn't and still don't deserve it. Romans 5:8 teaches this, and so at age 13, I gave up trying to be perfect of myself and received him as Lord and Savior. Soon, I was faced with a number of critical decisions as I moved into my teenage years. Do I go to college? What do I study? How do I pay for it? How do I know I'm making the right choices? How do I know God's will for me? I was told at age 13 to read a chapter of the scripture a day, so I did, starting with Genesis 1. It became obvious that those who obeyed God and expressed their love for him were used by him. Their life choices became obvious to them. God's purpose became obvious to them. I began trying to practice this principle, and then one day, a long time later, I found it, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him," or let people know of your faith, "and He will direct your paths. Some doors open and some doors close." By the way, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm practicing my life verse. In Paul's life, the same principle applied. He prayed for a chance to go to Rome, but that door closed for a long time. Then his prayer was answered, but not in the way he had planned. He made it to Rome following his arrest, a shipwreck, bound in chains, suffered snake bites, two imprisonments during which he preached to all that would listen, and wrote the four prison epistles you can read today. He was eventually executed for his faith. Paul's prayer was answered, and yours will be too. God answers yes. He answers no for your benefit and His glory, by the way. And He answers wait. His answers come often in a way you least expect. So, Father, when we pray, and we glorify You, we confess our sin, and we lay before You our concerns, our needs, our wants, our questions. And it seems sometimes like You don't answer, but yet You always answer. Yes, no, wait. And wait has been a big part of my life until an answer came that it was obviously no, or it was obviously yes, but not in a way I would ever have predicted, because in Your time, You work miracles in ways that we really are not aware. Such special things happen, and you think, how in the world could this happen to me? And it does happen to you, and it's an answer to a prayer you've prayed a long time, but you didn't know what that was about until you recognized the answer when it came. Not what you anticipated, but what He had for you, because that's what He does in His sovereignty. I thank You for that, Father, in Jesus' name.